Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in Fifth Third Ballpark, just on the north end of Grand Rapids. We're out here with the Michigan Brewers Guild and their Winter Beer Fest. This thing goes from 1 to 6 today. If you don't have a ticket, I'm sorry to say, you're not getting in. This thing sold out. We got over 5,000 microbrew enthusiasts, 60 breweries, over 600 beers here. This is the place to be if you are into microbrew, and Bob and I are. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and welcome back, Grilling World. Thanks for taking time and joining us this morning with our crazy little radio show. We talk all about barbecue, beer, and wine, and just our fun. You know, it used to be barbecue was just for summer, and people would grill all summer long. And, or you know, a lot of people didn't even grill. My father would never light a grill. He would never get caught cooking food, period, you know. So this thing's really evolved. And we had Randy Finch on from Ice Brigade from the Food Network. Things like the Food Network and the Internet things and these barbecue competitions, there are so many things promoting barbecue and that people have just really, really embraced the whole sport and art and passion of grilling. And that's really, you know, how I make my living, but it really is my passion. I love grilling. I'm not necessarily a fanatical griller. I don't get into all the foo-foo stuff and crazy stuff, but I really enjoy high-quality dining, and more so than like hot cuisine.
Well, that's our mission here, is to help you guys learn about how to put out a good steak, a good burger, a good chicken, a good piece of fish, whatever it is you like to grill. Create that little grill envy with your neighbor, because this is a social deal. We've coined this phrase as grilling is a one-handed sport. It goes hand in hand with a beverage, and it's a very social thing. But at the end of the day, people smile, people enjoy themselves when they're eating and drinking for the most part, and all we're trying to do is make that whole deal just a little bit better. Now, on the 14th of April, Bob, you're going to be down at a place called the Dark Horse Brewery in Marshall, and we're going to be judging a barbecue contest down there, and you're one of the celebrity judges. And joining us right now is Travis from the Dark Horse Brewing Company in Marshall. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yes, and we've got Travis Glenn. He's got that little dainty voice, you know, kind of a soprano, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah. I that's what I usually get, a soprano.
Yeah, you probably work for the Sopranos is what you do. Neckbreaker here.
But I'm looking at this beer lineup, Travis. I'm going to give the honor to you guys of having the most beers here of any of the brewers. What'd you say? Tell me, there was 28 of them on your taps today?
Yeah, I believe we have 28, and that's kind of become our trademark a little bit at these events, is having a laundry list of beers that we don't normally have at other places.
Well, I remember last year, the only way I could get a beer from you guys was to sneak around behind and talk to you, and I think that's probably where we met, because you had such a long line out there all day long. I mean, you've got a cult-like following.
Well, now that we know each other, then you can just sneak up and I'll get you a beer.
I did that last year.
Yeah, well, that's great. But if you don't know where the Dark Horse Brewery is in Marshall, tell us a little bit about how we can find your brewery.
We're actually pretty easy to find. Off 69, you can either take the Michigan Avenue exit in Marshall and go east into town to the Circle and then south to our place. It's just a couple blocks south of the Fountain Circle. Or if you're coming off 94, it's exit 110. You go about a couple miles south, you'll get to the Fountain Circle, go halfway around, continue south. Again, we're just a couple blocks south of the fountain.
Very cool. Now, you guys not only have a tap room there, you also have a restaurant, don't you?
Yeah, we serve a lot of food in our tap room. We do sandwiches, subs, calzones, and pizzas.
All right. Just all that stuff that just goes fantastic with a good beer.
Here's one of the cool things that you're going to really like about this place, Jop. These guys have, I mean, you wouldn't even have to ever paint the walls in this place, because there's a mug hook on almost every. You're going to have to add on to that place if you sell any more mugs, because there's nowhere else to hang a mug. I think they're down to putting putting the pegs on the beams now that support the building, because it literally is just a sea of mugs. And these aren't just mugs. They're gorgeous mugs. And what a club you've got there. I mean, you've got a huge amount of locals coming into that place.
Yeah, we do. We're just short of 3,400 mugs in our mug club at this point in time. They're all handmade by a gentleman who went to college with my boss. He's a potter up in the Marquette area. His name's Ryan Dahlman. And about four times a year, he brings me a batch of 200 or so mugs.
And you sell
them. We go from there. Yeah, the last batch I got was 206, and they were gone in 3 days.
Wow. How cool. I got to see that. So let's break down a couple with 28 varieties of beer. Give me a couple of the top sellers of what your customers like the best.
By far, our best sellers are the Crooked Tree IPA and the Raspberry Ale. I see Bob's enjoying the Raspberry Ale right now.
I am. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I mean, this is clean.
Very clean. Yeah.
Yeah, we try real hard with especially with our flavored beers like that, not to overpower with the flavor or the sweetness, and just give you that. It's more in the nose even sometimes than the palate.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, that would go good with some grilled chicken on the grill. It's got that little bit of fruity nose to it, and just a really nice, crisp, clean finish. Maybe some fish or chicken on the grill with that raspberry ale would just be fantastic.
This is phenomenal. I mean, you know, it used to be when you had fruit in your beer, it was a sign of just somebody trying to do something to sell beer. Not anymore. I had a blueberry. Actually, that from the Goose or the place out in Boston.
Right. Blue Point.
Blue Point.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And this raspberry, I mean, it's not overpowering at all. You know, like a framboise sometimes, it's just so fruity that maybe it can be overwhelming. That's not overwhelming at all. That's just a beautiful accent.
Hey, Travis, what's the most unique beer you guys serve? You've got, you know, again, the 28 varieties here. There's got to be something that people just come in and they're like, man, I've never had anything like that before.
To be honest with you, we do that a few times a year. We, our head brewer, Brian Wiggs, has a kind of a crazy mind, and so does my boss, Aaron. So we made a sarsaparilla stout this winter that actually went incredibly with ice cream. It made the best float you've ever had. We made that for a place down in Chicago, and he contacted us and said he wanted a dessert beer, and so Aaron and Wiggs put their heads together and made one.
That's crazy. Yeah, Brian, is he going to be here?
Yeah, Brian will be here today.
Okay, good. It'll be nice to see him again. April 14th, you've got the smoke-off.
Correct.
And we're going to do our show live there.
Right.
That's wonderful. Looking forward to that. April 14th, you want to head on down to Marshall, Michigan. If you've never been there, you got to go to Dark Horse. These guys have been around a long time. They make a quality beer. It's something to check out.
Coming up next, our friend Kevin Peel from Tri-City Brewing will be live with us. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.